Throughout north central and northeastern Washington state, residents are preparing for the worst. Rivers are already full, and they're expected to rise even further as more floodwater makes its way down from Canada. Some of the heaviest flooding is expected along the Okanagan River. Correspondent Emily Schwing is in Tenasket, where the community is pulling together to move families along the river to higher ground.
The weather here is simply gorgeous. A clear blue sky, a nice breeze that carries the fresh smell of spring, and it's warm enough to make you want to go swimming.
No. Oh, no. You drown in a heartbeat.
Barbara Green is an emergency operations volunteer. She's here because despite the pleasant weather, there may be a disaster on its way. In just a few days, residents in the Okanagan Valley might see some of the worst flooding in nearly 50 years. Forklifts drive around us, moving pallets of sandbags.
I was just down at Andre's. Andre's house is just through those bushes. He's taken at least 10 pallets. That's 40 to 50 bags a pallet.
That house right there?
Yeah.
About 100 meters west, toward the river, I find Andre Corso. He inspects a 3-foot-high wall of sandbags surrounding his house. There's already 3 feet of water in his basement.
And our electric panel is in the basement. So I have a sump pump going, trying to keep the level below the panel. So at some point, we'll have to make a decision and abandon the basement.
This seems like a tough situation for you guys. How are you handling it?
Well, now we're in the middle of the action. We just deal with it. Maybe later on it'll set in if we have damage inside the house.
I think I'm starting to get like stiff necks and things from no good reason other than stress.
That's Rose Corso, Andre's wife. She's probably also sore because she's been moving sandbags and furniture around for the last few days. Overall, the Corsos seem to be taking it all in stride. Out on their back patio, you can see the river speed by while a friend, Tom Spidell, has just come by with breakfast.
Take a break, have a coffee, yeah.
Members of the crew that have been filling and moving sandbags all morning have joined this impromptu coffee clutch.
That's the way this community does things.
Whether it's wildfires or some family tragedy or whatever it is, this community just comes together and makes things happen.
The day before, Spidell brought a frittata. But all this seeming fun is short-lived. A younger couple who lives nearby helps the Corsos lift a heavy desk onto a stack of pallets in a small office. In the next room, a couch, a table, and other furniture are also raised up. Down the road, the manager at a warehouse that normally holds boxes of apples is currently housing some of the Corsos' more valuable furniture.
The upside of having to move everything out of the house, when we bring it back, we'll sort it out.
That's right, you can hurt.
The Corsos are retired, and they say the flood threat does give them a reason to reevaluate where they're living.
I'm going to be 69 this summer, and
I'm 73.
So that is a factor.
When I'm 80, it's going to be much harder to deal with an emergency like this.
I'm already feeling my
muscles.
This house was built in 1906, and for more than a century, it stood right here on the bank of the Okanagan River. Through wildfires, thunderstorms, and other floods, Rose Corso says there's only so much she can do to prepare.
We feel like we fortified it somewhat, but yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
That's kind of how a flood works. You take to higher ground and wait. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.